of the Supremes. And honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map.
I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger Fletcher, see? See the vortex of ultimate darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe. And it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another pre-recorded edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Fair, and I've got a very special Songs from the Squid Pod in store for you this evening. As you are aware by now, the Squid Pod focuses on music from the 80s, but tonight we'll be celebrating Gay Pride Month, as we do each year. This year is extra special as we celebrate the major news from the past week after the landmark ruling by the U.S. Supreme Court that banned workplace discrimination for all members of the LGBTQ community. The case was originally split into two, one for sexual orientation and the other for gender identity, but the Supreme Court combined their rulings under one decision and found by a vote of 6-3 that federal law prohibiting discrimination based on sex should be understood to include sexual orientation and gender identity as well. Here in Boston, we're also celebrating 50 years of Pride, and with that in mind, I'll be broadening the Squid Pod's focus to feature artists from the 60s to today who are members of the LGBTQ community. I'm going to keep the chit-chat short so I can squeeze in as much as possible, but before I start the show, I need to discuss this week's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, the Gay Pride Edition, which is, of the four singles released from Frankie Goes to Hollywood's debut album, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome, from 1984, all reached number one in the UK except one. Name the song. And the answer is Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. That was the only single from Frankie Goes to Hollywood's debut album to not reach number one in the UK. It peaked at number two. Had it reached number one, it would have set a UK record for consecutive number one singles by a debut artist. If you like 80s trivia, be sure to follow me on Twitter at Squidpod Radio to get a jump on the trivia question of the week. Speaking of trivia, Arthur Conley's got a question for you to start the show.
Go. Dancing with the music.
My friends, I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friend. We'll go round and circle.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. If you're just tuning in and wondering, hey, where are the 80s? Well, this is a special edition of the Squid Pod as we celebrate Pride Month tonight. And tonight I'm featuring artists from all eras who fall somewhere under the LGBTQ rainbow. Now, I'm not here to out anyone, so anybody you hear tonight is open about their sexuality or gender identity. In addition to yours truly being a gay man, even tonight's background music is represented by the LGBTQ community. You're listening to electronic and the instrumental version of Getting Away With It from 1989. Electronic, of course, features Neil Tennant of the Pet Shop Boys, who is openly gay. But we started the show off with Arthur Conley and his big hit from 1967, Sweet Soul Music. That track reached number 2 for him. We then heard from one of our trans sisters, Jackie Shane, and her biggest hit, Any Other Way, from 1963. And we wrapped it up with Billy Preston's We'll Go Round in Circles from 1972, a number 1 hit for him. If you're familiar with the Squid Pod, you know I feature the 80s hair metal band of the week and the 80s hip-hop artist of the week. But tonight I've got the Pride hair metal band of the week and the Pride hip-hop artist of the week up next.
Kamikaze, you wanna fire bomb? The bomb diggity got your mom's feeling me. Tell your man, chill on me, hang loose like literally. What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it come? What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it come? What? I'm getting light in my loafers, and I stay getting light until I sober. Right, but people just say I was a tickling and dapper, so I started hugging trees and acting like a bastard just to show them who's the new master. Dumb ones thinking I'm from the bush. I hit them with a heat and I make them all stress. I'm black and I'm proud of my swag pack. Loud like vanilla, switches with bubblegum cut. Fantastic, still from the line, I'm a switch from like Mattel. Carbon copies look so plastic. Talking about let's keep it real. I need a sharp fade, baby, line me up. Time to step your cookies up. You ain't giving enough. I need my Oreos up. Stop. Ukrainian cutie, he really wanna cuddle. The fever in his eyes, he wanna suckle on my muscle. He wanna brush my bubble and see what's in my jungle. A Christopher Columbo fumbles, how that cookie crumble. The Steffi's talking blah blah, he wants to make my jaw jaw. He's pinked out like nah-ah, I'm laughing at him like ha-ha. I'm an emperor, wanna see me in my new clothes. Mother of the house, care to see me in a new pose. What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it come? What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what is up, what? I'm getting light in my loafers, and I stay getting light until I sober. I'm gonna like go-go, hello, 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 whatever, I'm loco. Rolling up a personal and jumping on a mango. Whiskey in my cup, posing like I'm in a manga. I'm a black candle, a number two pencil. Fresh maker like Mentos, let me be a mentor. Aries, Leo rising, nasty with the timing. I see a goonie vibing, I be like, hi man. Native to the island, fantasies realizing. I see a hater hating, I be like, God,
what it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it come? What it is, what is up, what is what? What it do, what it come? What?
All the stories have been told of kings in days of old, but there's no England now. All the wars that were won or lost somehow don't seem to matter very much anymore. All the lies we were told, all the lives of the people running round their castles are burned. I see change, but inside we're the same as we ever were. This way each day.
Distancing slows the spread of coronavirus, so stay a minimum of 6 feet away from others and stay home if you can. More info at coronavirus.gov. Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is a message from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC is working to help keep you and your community safe from the threat of novel or new coronavirus. COVID-19 is spreading in the United States, and leaving your home increases your chances of getting and spreading the virus. Stay home except to get groceries, medications, or other essentials. Check state or local government guidance for where you are. If you must leave the house for essential items, take the following steps to help avoid the spread of COVID-19. Maintain social distance, approximately 6 feet or 2 meters from others. Wear a cloth face covering in public. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
Welcome back to the Pride edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, and tonight we're featuring all artists of the LGBTQ community as we celebrate Pride Month. Most of the songs you'll hear tonight are not from the 80s, as I normally feature on the Squid Pod, but some are, like Judas Priest, who has the distinction of being both the 80s hair metal band of the week and the Pride hair metal band of the week. We heard Don't Go from their incredible 1981 release Point of Entry, lead singer Rob Halford representing the gay community there. The Pride Hip Hop Artist of the Week was New York rapper and producer Leaf, and we heard What from his 2014 EP Hey. The English Beat gave us Two Swords from their 1980 debut, I Just Can't Stop It. Lead vocalist Dave Wakeling identifies as bisexual. Dave Davies of the Kinks revealed his bisexuality in his autobiography, where he revealed his brief relationships with Long John Baldry and music producer Michael Aldred. We heard the track Living on a Thin Line from the Kinks' 1984 release Word of Mouth, a song which Dave sings lead vocals. And we wrapped it up with the subject of tonight's Squid Pod 80s Trivia Question of the Week, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, and the title track to their smash record, Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. Welcome to the Pleasure Dome reached number 2 in the UK, the only single from that album that didn't reach number 1. Given how well they're known here, you might be surprised that the album and singles did not do so well on the US charts, but they have certainly stood the test of time. Both Holly Johnson and Paul Rutherford, both vocalists for the band, are openly gay. A quick note about this being a pre-recorded show. If you have any questions or comments, please email them to me at squidpodradio@gmail.com, as no one is in the radio station to take your call.
So high that you never Yeah, I'm sitting on this bar stool talking like a tip from me and get ready for the big parade. It's the place to be. Every night's a happy holiday. The kids are jumping around. Everybody's doing loop-de-loop. Just a-making the rounds like a speed freak in a telephone booth. The downstairs is packed and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. You got a personality crisis, baby. Patti Smith, she's the staggerly of rock and roll. She threw a 7 and 11, and she always knows which parts to hold. And I see Lou Reed and Iggy Pop, they're just a-getting higher and higher. Give those boys one more drink, and they're gonna set the place on fire. Go get 'em, boys! The downstairs is packed, and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Bad girl just a looking for a kid. Down at Max's. She's all in a buzz. She's on the cover of the New York Rocker. D.D. Ramone strips his bass to the bone. He's a blitzkrieg bopper. The Heartbreakers are gonna give you a taste of going steady with pirate love. And you better watch it, because my Backstreet Boys are gonna rip you apart. Riff them up, boys! The downstairs is packed, and the groupies are all dressed up. Upstairs, the New York Dolls are kicking it out, looking tough. Trash, pick it up. You know where? That's right. Down at Max's, all the boys are. All the girls are. Now I ain't talking about San Francisco, and I ain't talking about Los Angeles, and I ain't talking about Detroit City. I'm talking about New York City, down at Max's, Kansas City, baby. Hey man, what's happening? Where you going tonight? Well, I think I'm gonna go down to Max's and check out a couple of rock and roll bands. Oh yeah? Who's playing there these days? Well, there's the Heartbreakers, Cherry Vanilla and a Staten Island Band, Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys, the Fast, Para Ubu, John Collins, Para Toledo, Suicide, the Ramones, Blondie, the Dolls, Television, Talking Heads, August, Fuse, Mom, the Poppies, the Marbles, the Planets, the Miamis, Just Water, Tough Dark, Dale Bread, Richard Hale, Lance Loud and the Mumps, Another Pretty Face, and Mink DeVille, and phew. Oh yeah, they got this new group that everybody's talking about called the Psychotic Frogs. Wait, just a minute. There's just one more thing I forgot to tell you. You better not forget to bring your masquerade mask and your, ego trip, because you're gonna need it when you go down to Max's, Kansas City, baby. That's right.
seems to be like, and I won't go through all the names. It seems to be like either a resurgence of drag or like this freedom that's going on now. People coming out and being themselves.
Hallelujah.
What's going on?
Hallelujah. Well, you know, during the 80s, it was colorless, you know, with the Reagan regime and all that stuff. And now people are busting out. You know, the pendulum swung so far to the right, mm-hmm. it's going to come crashing back to the left. Okay. So I think that's what's happening. And hallelujah, the children who come see my shows, you know, they're gay, straight, everybody, and they dress up because they've never experienced glamour. And with supermodel and everything, you know, the supermodels give us the glamour. Hollywood used to give us glamour with Audrey Hepburn, Marilyn Monroe, all that. But now we get it from Naomi and Christy and all that. But I wanted to bring up, too, about my family and stuff is that I'm so proud that I can share this with my family. So many children can't go home, and some kids, you know, can't go home because their family won't accept them. And hopefully by me coming out and being who I am, I could shed some light on what the lifestyle is like, which is just like anybody else.
You have been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod with your host, Savoir Faire, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's celebration of Pride Month. If you joined us late, you can always view the playlist and or stream the archive from the station's website at WMFO.org. I'll be back next week for my usual look back at the 1980s, but let's talk about what you've just heard. Joan Armour Trading started things off with her biggest hit, Drop the Pilot, from her 1983 release, The Key. Styx was in there with Too Much Time on My Hands from their 1980 blockbuster Paradise Theater. Now, you may be asking yourself, how do they represent the LGBTQ community? Well, bassist Chuck Pinozzo is openly gay. We then heard an obscure glam rock number from Starbuck, and no, that's not the US band from the mid to late 70s, but the UK duo from the early 70s that featured Brian Engel and Martin Briley. You may be more familiar with Briley's 1983 solo hit, The Salt in My Tears. We heard the catchy jingle, Do You Like Boys, from 1973. And once again, you may be asking where the LGBTQ connection comes in. Well, that track was written and produced by the gay songwriting duo of Ken Howard and Alan Blakely, who often operated under the composed name of Howard Blakely. And we wrapped up the last set with something from Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys. They were a punk band out of New York in the early 70s, and their lead singer, Jane County, who is trans, performed as such throughout their career. Although the band changed their name to Wayne County and the Electric Chairs after Jane moved to the UK in the late 70s, but she returned to the US and continued to perform in both music and film. Jane was also a DJ at Max's Kansas City in New York, and we heard parts 1 and 2 of Max's Kansas City 1976 that they released as a single back in 1976. I'm going to leave you with one last song from Nona Hendrix, whom you may be more familiar with as one third of LaBelle, but she had a successful solo career as well. I'll leave you with something from her 1977 debut. Stay safe, everyone.
Avengers?
The Earth's mightiest heroes.
Like Kevin.
He may be on the team. I don't know. I haven't been there in a while.
I tried to pull interesting quotes from things you've said.
Mm-hmm.
Now here's. Here's something. Every time I bat an eyelash, it's a political act.
Yeah, it is. You know, because anytime anybody does what their dream is or do what's in their heart, that's the most political thing you could do. You know, I can't change the world, but I can change myself. And I can influence the world by what I do, you know. So it's the most political thing you could do is when you do your own thing, okay? It's true. It's very true. It's the most powerful thing, too. You know, because when you're in drag, when you become the image of your own imagination, it's the most powerful thing you could ever do, you know, because ain't no stopping, you know. You know, in my mind's eye, I always been a superstar, you know,
right.
And nobody couldn't tell me no different, you
right.
know what I mean?
Right.
So if you believe it, then they'll believe it.
Hi, this is Mary Wilson of The Supremes, and honey, I am up close with Savoir Fair on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.